I'm Jalea Brooks. Funeral services for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are today at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty last Saturday. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral starting at 11 a.m. Community leaders mark the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown, where Parks boarded the once segregated city bus in 1955. Secretary of State John Merrill has announced he is ending his U.S. Senate campaign. In a statement, Merrill says that after former Senator Jeff Sessions announced he was running for his old seat, he realized, quote, a crowded Republican primary only benefits Doug Jones. He says he's honored by the support and is looking forward to continuing to serve as Secretary of State. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I had a dream. It was a great dream. It was an awesome dream. It sounded like Lionel Richie here. I had a dream that we were 80 degrees on Saturday. Oh, wait.
No, that was...
We were.
That was real.
We were at 80 degrees on Saturday. Today will be at least 30 degrees colder, and it's not just the temperature, it's the wind out there that is adding insult to injury. High today around 49, maybe 50, but I've got 49. Northwest winds of 11 to 16, gusting as high as 20, 25. That's going to add insult to injury. Tonight's low down to about 28. Tomorrow, still very chilly. 54 is the high. 34 the low tomorrow night. Then we start a little recovery. Lower 60s Wednesday. Mid 60s Thursday. Chance of rain by Thursday night into Friday. And right now this morning. I know you didn't have the top down this morning, birthday
no,
boy.
No. It was too cold. It was absolutely too cold.
Jack, did you know he had a birthday yesterday?
I did. I texted him and wished him happy birthday.
Yeah. Jack took some time and texted me.
Didn't he have one about this time last year, too?
Yeah, he's bad about that.
Yeah.
I try to keep it low-key.
I count them every other year.
I try to keep it low-key. You know?
I like that. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 15, making our temperature of 45 seem more like 38. At 9:04. Good morning.
Good morning, Rich. Good morning. I'm a creature of habit, and just getting out of the habit for a day or two, now back into the daily, weekly grind, I got to warm up again.
That was a long time off.
It was.
It seemed like Bailey and I went down to the coast, and the weather was
really
perfect down there. You haven't hit, you're not at that milestone zero birthday yet.
40?
No, 30.
I'm at 31.
Oh, you're at 31.
I turned 31 yesterday.
I see.
Yeah.
I still had you.
So my big gift to myself was some new sheets.
Oh, I had you at 29, man.
No, I'm past 30 now.
Wow. Wow. Jeez.
You're 29, though.
Where in the coast did you go?
I was down at in Orange Beach, and I had reservations at the Perdido Beach Buffet, which sold out weeks ago, and it was simply amazing.
Really good?
Oh, my God. But I overate.
You know, I was making sounds like that.
I was stupid as far as the amount I ate. But, you know, you do that at a buffet or sometimes, huh?
Did Bailey get to go?
Bailey was down at the beach with me, but she, of course, was not at the buffet.
She would love it, though.
She did all right. She all did right. All right. She's a... She's a little wider, and so am I this week. All right, guys.
All right, Rich.
Have a good show.
News and Views begins with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell in mere moments.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up. showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Little Debbie Treats are America's favorite snack, making people smile since 1960. And that's a good way back. Wherever this rhyme finds you while you hear your favorite songs, we're going to tempt you with variety until you have to play along. In your office, home, or car, you're never very far from an oatmeal cream pie, splendid Swiss roll, or nutty buddy bar. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, welcome back from the holiday feasting and gorging. This is News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. I'm Joey.
I'm Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We were just talking off air, Jack, about you were eating a lot. I ate a lot, too.
Well, I really tried to temper how much I ate, but I'm getting old. My stomach doesn't. You know how rich holiday food is, dressing and turkey and ham and green bean casserole. Anyway.
Well, thank you to everybody for the birthday wishes. My birthday.
Yes, yesterday was your birthday, Joey.
Indeed it was, and it was a relaxing, simple day, just like I wanted it. As I get older, I don't want all the fanfare.
Well, I'm decided to celebrate every 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a smart strategy.
Yeah.
Does that stop time?
I don't age. Oh, yeah, I don't age as fast, but I would like to say my niece's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Kim Campbell Norris. Kim, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's a lot of December birthdays. Don't you have one coming up?
I do, the end of next week.
Nice, nice. Well, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios, folks. Turn those old stacks of old analog home video tapes, usually tapes like VHS. Sometimes it goes all the way back to reel to reel. Take those stacks of tapes, those old family memories, and bring them into the digital future. Put them in a digital format. Call Dan Black Studios today. Sponsor of this hour of News and Views, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. And it now is the season. Tis the season, as they say.
Certainly is. Now.
And now I can say to you, Jack, in good faith, without it being too early,
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Thanks a lot, Joey. I appreciate that.
And a Happy New Year.
Yeah, that'll be coming up, too.
Yeah. I watched Home Alone 2 over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there he is. The president of these United States, Donald Trump, makes a cameo appearance. Because a lot of that movie does take place at the plaza.
Yeah.
And, like, Kevin McAllister's walking into the plaza after taking the wrong flight into New York, and he's got his dad's credit card. He's like, where's the front office? He's like, just right over that way. Like, there's Trump. Much skinnier Trump. I have to say that, you know, it happens to all of us, I suppose. Unless you're some freak.
Well, I would like to reach out this morning an old friend and a person dear to me over the years, Emily Bowden, passed away over the weekend. Emily's husband, Boots, was in the real estate business. Emily was a school teacher, having taught at both Floyd Elementary when I was there. She was a spring chick at the time, and later at Trinity School, where my niece Kim had her as a teacher, and I was asked to appear in her classroom to be Santa Claus one year. Of course, my niece is going, "Oh my God, there's my Uncle Jack." She was just like mortified that I was there. But Emily was a great sport and a sweet lady, and my condolences go out to her family and friends who loved her and were able to count her as among their, as among their friends. But anyway, rest in peace, Emily Bowden. Also, we have the funeral of the Lowndes County Sheriff coming up.
Big John Williams. It'll be shown live on our affiliate, the Alabama News Network. They'll be showing that. It's going on at Garrett Coliseum, right?
Yeah, the visitation, I think, is from like 8 to 11, and then the service is at 11 o'clock.
And we, I said this on Friday, Jack, and good to see you. I called you. And then when you texted me later, I was like, okay, he's fine. I was making sure you're all right.
Yeah. Well, that was Wednesday.
But essentially, I'm hearing all the same scuttlebutt, all the same rumors about all the stories of people who were there. And I'm sort of waiting. It's fine for folks to talk about it in their own private time, but let's wait before we start throwing all this stuff out over the public airwaves. But I will say, a lot of these rumors seem to be plausible to me, some of these sides of the stories, and we'll find out sooner or later about what actually happened. Still incredibly crazy, tragic story, and today we'll put Big John to rest. And so let's just focus on that.
I was going to say, we had the Alabama-Auburn game over the weekend.
You went to Alabama, right?
I certainly did.
And I went to Auburn, right?
Joey, if you're trying to make a big deal
War
about
Eagle,
this.
War Eagle, baby.
Yeah, well, good for you. And all due credit to Auburn. They played a great game.
It was an incredible game. That was a crazy Iron Bowl.
It was. And but I will say this as an editorial comment, Auburn people. While you won fair and square and deserved to win, we were outplayed and outcoached. I don't think there's any question about that. Storming the field and tearing up the hedges after you've beat the number five team who wasn't going to a playoff and had already had an SEC loss, I mean, that's just a little over the top for me. I don't like all that crap. And you get a $100,000 fine, I'm told, by the SEC.
It was worth it.
What did you do? What did you do? You beat Alabama.
Yeah.
So what?
That's great.
We were number five in the country. It's not like we were perched at number one.
Yeah, but you were right there at number five, and number five is an important position because number five means you're right on the cusp, especially if LSU wins that championship game coming up.
We weren't going.
But I just... I should have gotten the sound, that dunk, dunk. Do you remember that sound from the game? Dunk.
No.
Right against that upright?
Oh,
dunk.
Well, see,
it was a great game.
It was a good game. It was, it really was.
It was crazy, that end of that second half and all throughout. At first I thought it was going to be that defensive battle everybody thought it would be, and then it turned out to just be whoever gets the ball last.
A Big 12 game.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And I have to say, Saban's about to pull his hair out with all those penalties.
Oh,
especially that last one that ended the game. That was something.
That was ridiculous.
It was. But it was good times. And on the heels of the Iron Bowl, another death we need to report. Pat Sullivan.
Yeah.
News came out, passed away at the age of 69. He apparently been battling cancer for several years.
I wondered, because I knew he wasn't. I thought maybe he might be 70.
Right. He was just on the cusp of 70.
Wow. Well, that's a shame because he was a very well-loved guy in this state.
Absolutely. And one of the best players. Been put in all the Hall of Fames.
Heisman winner.
Yeah. I think he played at McGill-Tulane, I was reading. So Catholic education. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, Patrick Sullivan, good Irish boy.
There you go. There you go. Well, like you would know.
Well, I do.
You would know. Yeah.
I would know.
Mr. Campbell here.
Well, that's Scottish, but...
272-9228 if y'all want to get in. It really is a manic Monday. Like I was telling Rich Thomas, I'm a creature of habit. So to have all these off days where all we're doing is just, you know, engaging in the deadly sin of gluttony and really being thankful. I got to spend time with family, got to see some friends, watch the Iron Bowl with them. It was a great weekend and then quiet day for my birthday. But it makes me feel a little too, like I lingered too long. That was relaxing too much. So we'll work it up here because we've got going on nationally a lot of stories, more local stories coming at you. But the Iron Bowl is on my mind, given I'm wearing my Auburn hat today, and I'm a graduate of that fine institution, as some might call it a Cal College. But I have that BS in political science, and it served me well in this career.
But the operative word being BS.
Indeed, indeed. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Good morning. Yeah, that was sad about Pat.
Mm-hmm.
But he had been, I think he was in a coma.
Yeah,
I don't think he was even awake or anything. He'd been in a coma. You know, he was... From what I'd heard, he had that cancer and he was really in bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sad. Jack, I agree with you. When you're playing your rival that you play every year and you've beat him before, you don't storm the field. That's ridiculous. I can see Florida storming the field Saturday when they beat that crappy Florida State. You know, you don't storm. You act like you've been there.
I know. That's
that,
what
that was tacky. How embarrassing.
And then to tear up the hedges. I mean, that's just absurd.
Well, they weren't using it.
One girl was embarrassed.
That's so Georgia-ish.
Stuck in the middle of the bushes, and they showed it on TV.
Yeah, her fat ass got stuck amongst the branches.
I saw that. It's like, come on, Karen, let's do this like we used to.
Oh, God. No, the main reason I was calling, because y'all saw that John Merrill dropping out.
Yes.
Yeah, we were going to get to that, but...
Yeah, I believe that he saw the handwriting on the wall, and I believe that he, you know, Sessions now will take this thing, even if it's in a runoff. He might even win it in the first round.
No, there's no way. There is no way.
Jim, I think it comes down to the two guys we had on this program last week. It comes down to Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions.
And if they're the candidates up against each other, then I believe Sessions will win.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't believe that.
I'm just talking. You know, I think a lot of. Either one would be good. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not taking up sides on this. But I think John Merrill just, you know, he figured out, you know, his time will come. It's just not right now. So that was probably smart on his behalf. Somebody must have got to him or something.
Well, I'm...
Why do you think he did? Why do you think he did it, Jack?
I think he did it probably because he was, my guess... was having money raising problems. I haven't seen his report, but generally people get out when they feel like, well, I'm not sure that the financial support is there. He probably talked to some people in Washington who said, well, you know, if you decide to do this another time, we'll help you. But right now, and I imagine Mitch McConnell may have told him, we're going to be with Jeff Sessions. Which is the reason, you know, Mitch McConnell was with Luther Strange last time. So that's why, and I know that means the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is going to give a lot of money running third-party ads for Sessions or against Tuberville or however they do it. Tuberville fully expects there'll be some negative ads. We were talking on this show last week. I think Tuberville's in a great position right now. With John Merrill out of the way, I don't know where John's supporters will go. They're kind of independent thinking people anyway.
Right.
I happen to think John Merrill is a great public servant. He's been a super Secretary of State. I think some of his support may go to Sessions, maybe a little bit to Bradley, but probably not much. Mm-hmm. And I think some to Tuberville. I don't think that Jeff Sessions is in the catbird seat. When I see him at the end of that ad, put on that MAGA hat, I think, God almighty, if that's not pandering 101, I've never seen it.
That was not a good look. After you,
no, he looks really, goofy in the hat anyway.
you know what that's going to do though, Jack. When he did that, you know what that did to a lot of people. That just reminded him of the fact that he was supported by President Trump and didn't do a thing for him.
Well, I think you're right, Jim. I think that brings that all up again.
Yeah, we don't have to say it. Tommy Tuberville certainly saying it whenever he can.
Yeah. Well, that's. I don't think that Roy Moore is even going to have much of a factor. I think he knows that his time's coming and gone.
And then there's another guy, Mooney.
Arnold Mooney, he's a state rep from Birmingham, grew up in Montgomery. I've known him a long time. He's not going to get any traction.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some of the religious zealot crowd who's tired of Roy Moore, they may vote for him a few.
Yeah.
But he'll come in miserable last place, I think.
No. Sessions or Tuberville?
Well,
either one. Doug Jones is history. He knows it. He knows his. He's in there by a fluke, and he's gone. He's gone.
Well, in the event, unlikely event that Roy Moore is the nominee, I think you may see Doug Jones again. But I think Roy Moore has stayed two elections too long and hanging around. I understand that he himself does not really want to run. But his wife's pushing him, Kayla is pushing him to run. And, you know, when your heart's not 100% in it, then you're not a good candidate.
Yeah, and I don't see any, is he running any ads? I haven't seen any.
He can't raise the money. People will give his foundation money. People don't want to show up on a Roy Moore report, you know, as having given him money. Because, you know.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah, well. It's going to be interesting.
Indeed.
We all have a good Cyber Monday.
All right, you too, Jim.
Whatever that means.
Well,
War Eagle, Jim.
Take care.
Yeah. Go Gators. Bye.
See you. Bye.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Welcome to the Christmas season, folks. And, you know, Jack, when I think of the Christmas season, I think of my folks' old home. They had this great screened-in porch. You could sit outside, sip coffee, listen to the birds sing, and the day wake up, kind of come alive. Why are you giving me that look?
Sip coffee?
You don't like coffee?
Yeah, but...
What are you, a tea guy? Oh, make me my Earl Grey.
How about a mint julep, Joey?
A mint julep is fine, but I just love the screen porridge. I like sitting. It doesn't matter what you're sipping.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at a listing here. It's 3301 Hammond Drive here in Montgomery, Alabama. Just shy of 280 grand. It's listed for a four-bedroom, two-bath. And I'm looking at the photos here. Matching cabinetry throughout the home. Huge, tall ceilings. A guest bedroom on the other side of the house. A spacious guest bedroom. So you can have some privacy. The guests can while they're staying with you. But also, I'm looking right here. A screened-in porch. And that was my favorite part of my parents' home. This is a deal. And if you want to check out this deal, folks, 3301 Hammond Drive, you need to call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He loves to help buyers and sellers, whether it's your first home, your second home, or you've been around the block a few times. Eddie Bader is great for first-timers or folks who are experienced in the real estate market because Eddie Bader lives up to one word, service. Eddie Bader has your best interest in mind at all times when he's working for you, and that's why he negotiates so hard. He has incredible listings all over the River Region, and he's helping connect buyers and sellers all over Montgomery and the surrounding areas. So call Eddie Bader today for this listing, 3301 Hammond Drive. Maybe it'll be your home, you sitting on that back screen porch, sipping coffee or mint julep or whatever. Call Eddie today, 322-0662, 322-0662. That is the number for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Or check him out on the Book of Faces on Eddie Bader's Facebook page at Eddie Sells Houses. That listing and much more there. He's a great guy, goes the extra mile. He does the little things that add up to a great all-around service experience. So call him today, 322-0662. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, proud sponsor of News and Views. And more News and Views after this quick break.
Most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Did you see they put up a new statue downtown, Jack? It's about time.
What was it, Joey?
Rosa Parks.
And who unveiled it, Joey?
I mean, the whole city did.
But the governor wasn't, didn't she do it?
I don't know if she was there. I know the mayor was there.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, growing up in this city, I'm not a big history buff, but we learned about Rosa Parks just a bit. And I think that museum's going to be renovated, I hear. A little bird told me. They're trying to compete, let's say, with the new EJI Center and all that. So, you know, it's some of these, it's kind of about time. Like, I read, it was the funniest article. It goes back like 3-4 years ago, where the reporter asked Todd Strange, then mayor, all sorts of city council members, why don't we have a statue of Martin Luther King Jr.? And all of them were like, well, I don't know. And all their answers to me struck me as just very funny. But I think we're getting there. And, you know, all this symbolic stuff is just that, symbolic. But, you know, it's part of the Montgomery history I learned growing up as a kid. Good to see Rosa Parks honor. They put the statue up, I believe, right there on Dexter, where she got on the bus that started the bus boycott. And I know there's a lot of interesting history around that and whatnot. You know, was she just tired that day? Or was she more actively minded, let's say?
I think it doesn't make a difference to me. Yeah, I think it was orchestrated. I think it had been planned. And,
yeah. But it worked. The plan worked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it certainly
there were a lot of, I think there were a lot of sort of underground meetings trying to plan this thing because they had to be real careful not to get, you know, found out about. And some of the black leaders were meeting like at Holt Street Baptist Church. I think that was one of the venues that they were planning some of this stuff. And but like I said, they had to be real careful. They did not want to tip their hand. And anyway, thank God Montgomery avoided the violence that some other cities around the country had.
Yes. And then when you look at recent things like Ferguson and whatnot, or, you know, Baltimore, you have to, you know, say, thank God we don't do that here. And I think it's everybody kind of who lives and works here understands that doesn't help anything. I mean, why are you destroying property and small businesses? Half the time, you know, they're, you know, if it's fighting for racial justice, for instance, you're destroying the businesses and property and the livelihoods of, you know, fellow folks. So it's just not productive, and I think the city's moved beyond that.
Well, I grew up here, and I watched a lot of this unfold during the, you know, I was 10 years old when the Selma to Montgomery March came, and I remember it very well.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad we averted any kind of clashes and crises that other places experience. I think black folks and white folks in Montgomery have coexisted pretty damn well over the years. And, you know, I think we understand each other.
Yeah.
There's still racism on both sides. There's no question about that.
Well, and there's a distinction. I'll see what you think about this. You know, I've got this big, thick book called A Testament to Hope. It's collected writings of Dr. King. And one of the distinctions he makes is a negative peace versus a positive peace. And a negative peace isn't a bad thing to have necessarily. Everybody's peaceful. Everybody's getting along. But it's not like everybody finds themselves in brotherhood, holding hand in hand like the end of the Grinch movie, sitting around a Christmas tree and cutting the roast beast. But people do get along. And I think if we work towards a positive peace, you don't have to force anybody. You just keep growing the city and making the city a positive thing. And I think I had a great discussion with my uncles during Thanksgiving. You know, for instance, one of my uncles is a Monsignor of the Catholic Church. He's down, you know, running the cathedral in Mobile now. And, you know, when we brought up some, say, Confederate statues were erected in, say, the 20s during the Jim Crow era. And so what do you do with those? You don't take them down. You just tell the history. This is why this statue was erected at this time. And some it was right after the war. Some it was later on. I'm not big on tearing down history. I'm big on building it up. So I like the new statue. And I'm hoping where Montgomery's going. But aren't we kind of stuck in symbolic mode right now? Like the first black mayor of Montgomery and all these statues going up. And again, all positive. But it's like, let's get to governing. Let's see how that works
out. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think Stephen Reed has a lot to prove.
Yeah.
You know, okay, you're the first black mayor. Okay, we're past that now. We've had that celebration. what are you going to do to fix the city? And there's a lot wrong. There's a lot right. But there's a lot wrong about Montgomery, too. And it needs to be addressed. One of it is all the damn money we spend. Number two is the city looks like crap half the time. A lot of litter and junk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some things that need to be tackled. We need to expand our tax base. I think tourism is sort of taking care of itself.
Yeah, if you keep leveraging the tourism and the history we were just talking about, and then you bring in newer types of businesses, whether it's through the military or it's other, say, types of tech jobs, I think Montgomery would be on the cusp of
greatness. But if we don't get a grasp on education, we're going to lose Maxwell Air Force Base. And I'm going to tell you something. I grew up here, and you know, the Maxwell could have gone anywhere, and we were so damn lucky to have it, that we better do what we have to keep it. Whatever it takes. If that means going out there and kissing asses of generals, well, then let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know...
Pucker up.
Yeah, I mean, I know all our mayors in the past have, but it took a long time to clean up Bell Street, which is now called Maxwell Boulevard. But Bell Street was an eyesore. You had Riverside Heights. You had the neighborhoods of West End across the street, which... a lot of those houses became vacated and boarded up. And so at least that drive from the bridge over Interstate 65 into the gate of Maxwell looks a lot better on the Bell Street side. Now, Day Street, you know, there are a lot of businesses along Day Street. But Bell Street and Air Base Boulevard was always just wretched. You know, but anyway, I think that's all looking better, but anyway, we have a lot to do.
Oh yes, we have a lot to do. And by the way, the world didn't stop turning while we stopped for Thanksgiving holidays. The impeachment saga continues up in D.C. this week. It was a terrible reminder, Jack. When I checked out the news this morning, I went, oh God, now we get to look at Jer Bear, old fat Jerry Nadler, who's lost some weight. I'll give him credit. I'm not shaming him for his size.
Nadler, he sort of talks like this when he's still conducting a meeting. Now, hold on to the representative from Alabama. He's a doofus.
So apparently they'll be bringing in legal scholars to talk about what is and what is not impeachable and give legal scholarly analysis of what
Adam Schiff has come up with. They're legal scholars, not... our legal scholars.
And the breaking news as of last night, this morning, the president has said, no, I'm not sending my lawyers. This is a big scam. It's a hoax. And also, in order to have their lawyers there, the White House is arguing that they're having to give up all sorts of executive privileges in order to participate, so they ain't giving those up.
No, I don't blame them. Let me tell you something. Whitewater... that Hillary Clinton was involved with was one of the biggest, crookedest deals in the country. And I have a friend who was press secretary to Alphonse D'Amato when he was chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate back then. And they were asking for documents and subpoena. They didn't get anything from the White House.
Right.
Nothing. So what Trump's doing by not providing stuff that they asked for is baby, you know what, compared to what the Clintons did.
Well, and if you can hear it, can you hear it, Jack? The pucker factor. It's okay. It's like a giant sucking sound, but it's not the loss of jobs from NAFTA, like Ross. It's like the Europeans. It's almost like they're. Oh wait, yeah, Donald Trump will be in London, I believe,
for the NATO conference.
Yeah, and I'm sure the European leaders really love their time with the President of the United States.
They'd rather poke needles in their eyeballs, but...
I think Boris Johnson likes the President, though I'd imagine Boris is one of these academic types, too. Like, he's a classicist. So, I mean, I'm sure the Europeans... I would love to be a fly on the wall with Trump meeting with these European leaders behind the scenes. I think he drives a hard bargain. I think he's actually been tougher on Russia than the press would lead you to believe, which, by the way, is the new... this is what impeachment's about, and there's all this front-running and leaking of the Horowitz report that'll come out next week, a week from today,
Oh, is it due to come out a week from today?
December 9th is the date certain, yes. And hearings with Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the Department of Justice, will be in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee and Lindsey Graham on the 11th.
That'll be a lot of fun.
But there are already people speaking up and trying to front run this thing. And really what they're saying is, we didn't do anything wrong. It's just Russia's so bad that we had to look into it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Like, Lisa Page started up a Twitter account today, said, I'm done being silent. And she tweeted this interview she did with the Daily Beast.
And what did she say?
Like, the president's tweets are like a punch to the gut whenever he talked to her. And what was too much, excuse me, pardon me, folks, saying this at 9:42 in the morning, when he did the pantomime orgasm, remember that at one of Trump's rallies? He's like, oh, Lisa.
Yes, I do remember that.
She said, that was the last straw. I had to speak up after that. Oh, Peter. Oh, Lisa. Oh, we're going to get the bastard out, Lisa. We're going to do, oh, Lisa.
Yeah, I do remember that. Was hilarious.
She said that was too far, and so she had to speak up. We can go into that interview and more of that if you want, but it was just an example to show what's going on here. All these folks that may be named in this Horowitz report are already trying to, I don't know, prime the pump, let's say, on how this will come out and how what you should take away from it when it does come out. Don't listen to it.
Did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
I did not.
Leslie Stahl did a piece where she's jumping all over the woman who's the CEO of YouTube.
And
you know, what's free speech? And, you know, you're going to... And she said something about, well, y'all have allowed this narrative about Biden being involved in the Ukraine and that he cut off an investigation of his son's country, which we know is a lie. Leslie Stahl said that last night. I thought,
what the hell?
Wait a minute. Joe Biden said it with his own mouth. I mean, this media,
That's crazy.
Nothing they won't do to protect their turf and to make Trump look bad. I mean,
and all the witnesses the Democrats called in front of the House Intelligence/Impeachment Committee backed up this whole Biden story. Yeah. George Kent, for instance, the bow tie guy.
Yeah,
he laid out
the guy
from
Montgomery.
We didn't. We thought it was, but not that George Kent. he kind of looks like the guy I went to school with. No, sir, he's not. That's not true. It's a different George Kent, common name. But he essentially backed up. Yeah, I had concerns with Burisma and with the appearance of a conflict of interest with the vice president and his son sitting on this very corrupt company's board. So that's one of the Democrats' witnesses saying that. Oh, yeah, and we did tell him, let's not look into the anti-corruption people. Because when we label people anti-corruption, of course it means they aren't corrupt. Yeah, there's a lot more to this story. And I was talking with my left-of-center uncle during Thanksgiving, and we both agreed, even though we disagree on a lot of things, we both agreed, bring on the Senate trial. I think it would serve the country well to hear the arguments at their best from both sides. I think that would be actual service to the country. 272-9228. We got to hit another break here. 272-9228. More news and views.
I do want to talk a little bit more about John Merrill.
Yes.
When we come back.
Absolutely. More news and views when we come back. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, beginning this Christmas season.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those old stacks of analog home videos and family memories and bring them into the digital future. Dan Black Studios, sponsor of this hour of News and Views. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. More News and Views after this quick word with our sponsors.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. November ended on a very warm note. December is underway with much colder air. Today, the high temperature may not make 50 degrees. I have us at 49 for the high. Mostly sunny, breezy, cold. Tonight, we're headed for the upper 20s for the overnight low. Tomorrow, still way below normal with a high of 55. We'll be in the low 30s on Tuesday night. And then recovery. Low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday, more rain Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Little Debbie treats are America's favorite snack, making people smile since 1960. And that's a good way back. Wherever this rhyme finds you while you hear your favorite songs, we're going to tempt you with variety until you have to play along. In your office, home, or car, you're never very far from an oatmeal cream pie, splendid Swiss roll, or nutty buddy bar. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sinex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sinex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sinex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Jack, what are you thinking about for Christmas? If you had to get yourself a gift, or say a loved one a gift, or no, I mean, your friend Carolyn, I think, definitely deserves a great gift.
Well, Carolyn and I don't give each other gifts.
Well, maybe that's...
Our friendship is our gift.
Well, maybe that's the case, and I have friends like that, but say if you surprised her.
Well, you know, yeah, if I surprise her. I couldn't surprise Carolyn. But I tell you who you could surprise, your loved one, and you could do it with Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Fawn Road. Don't go today, because they're closed. Monday is the day that Troop Booth and his wife research and find other things to purchase for their collection. They travel throughout the year so they can obtain jewel pieces that they think other people will like to have. They are specialized in antique and estate jewelry. They've been around for over 40 years. Troop's grandparents started the business, and he's continued the tradition. They had some beautiful stuff when I went by not long ago, and he's always acquiring things for you to look out and purchase for loved ones, whether it's a bracelet, a necklace, a pendant, a ring, whatever. They have it right there at Heirloom Jewelers, or they can help you find a particular piece that you might be looking for. In addition to that, if you have some jewelry in your possession that you don't use anymore and it's just sitting around collecting dust, then take it out to Troop. Make an appointment, 260-0066, 260-0066. Ask Troop if you can come by, set up an appointment, take your the pieces that you're interested in perhaps selling. He will look at it, appraise it. He'll make you an offer. Y'all can agree upon a price, and you'll leave there that day with a check in your hand. Doesn't get a whole lot easier than that.
Right.
But they're great folks to work with. That's Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road, the corner of Vaughn and Watchman Circle, and a little strip center right there. 260-0066. That's Heirloom Jewelers in East Montgomery.
Now, we could get into John Merrill, but we only have about 5 minutes here.
Well, that's plenty. I mean,
I have another silly story if you have more to say about Merrill.
I see the whole... I get it now. Go ahead.
No, because we could really get in. I think John Merrill will land on his feet just fine, even now that he's out of the Senate race for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
You know, it might be that there's a governor's race coming up. There might be, say, a lieutenant governor slot that opens up. You never know. You never know.
Now, is John in his second term as Secretary of State?
I think so. I believe so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Who did he replace? Chapman? No.
Well, you know what? You may be right. Beth Chapman.
Yeah.
Although Jim Bennett may have served in her
interim, yeah.
Yeah, and of course Jim has passed away, but I think Jim did not run, and I think John ran in 14 and won, and then won again in 18.
But we'll get into John Merrill and
is that right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll get into John Merrill more of the U.S. Senate race coming up. I have to cover this. Joe Biden, you know.
Sleepy Joe.
As the President of the United States calls him. He decided that he's not given up on Iowa yet, seeing the poll numbers of Pete Buttigieg and people longing for more of a moderate option rather than the socialist, democratic, or otherwise socialist. They like a moderate. So Joe's back in Iowa. But while Joe was at a campaign stop in Iowa, he let his wife Jill speak to bring him on stage. And as she's speaking with her hands. I do this as well. I'm not Italian. I'm more of a Polack, but, you know, I talk with my hands. And, Jack, you do that occasionally, too. I've seen you speak with your hands. Has anybody ever, when your hands are out, you're making a point, been standing behind you, and then as your arm and hand is extended, somebody bites your finger?
I don't recall that ever happening in my lifetime.
Well, look at the photo in front
of
you.
I see.
As Jill Biden was speaking to introduce her husband, Joe, she had an arm outreach, and Joe just leaned in
and bit her finger.
Nibbled on her finger.
Like, what is that?
Well, he's probably trying to be funny, but it looks stupid. I mean, golly. Yeah,
she laughed it off. But that's just, he's an odd bird, man. Like, some of these guys who get in these positions of power and they've been there forever, you're like, oh, that's just Joe. But who the hell does that?
I know, that is pretty bizarre looking.
It looks like he's just sucking on her fingers. Like, I've heard of pull my finger.
He's wearing, yeah.
Never heard suck my finger.
Yeah, well, he's wearing a cap right there, and she's introducing him. And I guess he's trying to be funny, but he needs to watch out for stuff like that because people already call him Creepy Joe.
Sleepy Creepy Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how well Biden's actually going to do. If this impeachment thing goes to a Senate trial, I think Joe Biden's stock keeps going down, down, down. If he does survive it, though, well, it's not the end of it. Say Joe Biden ends up with the nomination to take on President Trump next year. Do you think Donald Trump's going to give up this whole Burisma, Biden-Ukraine thing?
I think the answer to that is an unequivocal no.
Yes.
He will not give up on it.
As Trump said in that press conference about a month or two ago, you know it, I know it, the Bidens are stone-cold crooked.
Well, he's,
well, it's no evidence, Mr. President. Oh, because you won't report it.
That is a truer statement has never been spoken. They have totally ignored this story with this Burisma being investigated by the prosecutor that Joe Biden demanded be fired.
Mm-hmm. And we still have the tape. Yeah. We haven't gotten rid of that. Yeah, I mean, it's still right here.
Let's remind people what he said.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
But now they're calling that guy who was solid at the time corrupt as well.
Who is?
Oh, like all the Democrats and their witnesses, like Marie Yovanovitch. Well, that guy was corrupt as well, and we weren't telling him not to investigate people.
What
That's
does that
fault.
Make her, that she sat right there in the midst of all that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they were telling people, don't prosecute certain folks. They admitted to it. They did it officially. But we don't interfere in the affairs of other nations. Yeah, the United States government never interferes in the affairs of other nations. Never. We got to hit another break here. First hour of News and Views is over and done with. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour of News and Views. Call them today, folks. 279-6036. 279-